And I mean, there was a lot of mornings that I remember. I mean, pre-COVID, like, a year ago, it was, we might see you in the morning when Ella and I were up, but sometimes we wouldn't even see you in the mornings because you'd be out the door so early and it would just be Ella and I. So I definitely, I mean, it's something that changes with your life, and it's figuring out how to make it work with you. It can be a really important part, especially if you don't have any other times of the day you can really call your own. That's why I tend to have more success with my mornings when I treat them more like a ritual than I do a routine. So the difference between a routine and a ritual.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We do this podcast every week. Some say it's a ritual. So that's what we're going to focus on today. We're going to focus on rituals, specifically morning rituals, and how those can help you be a more productive and happier individual. Before we do that, we need to thank you guys. Every week we do this, so we're going to keep with this ritual. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast and rating and reviewing the podcast and sharing it with a friend. We can tell you are doing so via our download numbers, and we really, really appreciate you do so. So keep it up. Keep up the good work. You leave a rating and a review. We'll definitely give you guys a shout out on an upcoming episode. So, training recaps. I'm going to throw it over to my lovely co-host. She's going to let me know how she did in training this week.
I actually started the week off very well. I got in, I think, like 4 days in a row of like actual activity. I did 3 Peloton days, and then I did a yoga. And I tried the first time I've ever done one of the Peloton boot camps. So this is one of the Peloton bike boot camps specifically. They do boot camps for their tread, and they just recently introduced some for the bike. So it's like you're on your bike at the beginning, you work up a good sweat, like your legs are burning, and then you have to get off and do some like floor work, like I did a core centric one, so it was like another 10 minutes of just straight abs and core and everything. It was just all core. It was a really good workout. Then you get back on the bike for another like 10 minutes, and just when you think you haven't had enough, you finish it out. So I mean it's a good hearty workout. According to my Apple Watch, it was much more calorie burning efficient than just doing like a 30 minute spin.
Interesting.
Like your average 30 minute spin. Like you probably have to do a really intense one. So I thought it was a nice change up. I've done the bike, like I do biking, I do the spin classes, and then I do their, the HIIT classes that they do, and right. I do, but it was kind of nice combining it into one. It made for a totally different experience. It really broke it up, and the whole thing went by really fast. I only did a 30-minute one, but it was good. It was really good, so I liked that, and then I did yoga to kind of specifically focus more on like movement, and my hips tend to get really tight when I do the bike, like in consecutive days, and then also sit at my desk for work. So I did a very hip opening centric yoga flow
right
for like 40 minutes, and it was really nice. And then I got a cold and didn't sleep at night, and that's where I am, and I sound a little extra husky because I've got a little bit of a cough. It's not the C word. Don't think about it.
It's not. I hear what you did.
The C word.
I see what you did there. It's not.
It's just a good old fashioned cold. I have no fever. I have no body aches. I have none of that. I have just an annoying stuffed nose that has now turned into a cough.
Yeah. I mean, we're going into cold and flu season, so this is bound
to
happen.
I know we were talking about it. I still need to go get my flu shot.
Oh, boy.
That is, like, the top of my list this week.
Shame, shame.
Don't shame, shame me.
You know your name.
Don't shame, shame me.
Well, that was good, though. Like I said, I think we were kind of rolling this week. Your 3 days of Peloton meant I did 3 non-Peloton workouts. Lifted weights at the gym. Did a sandbag workout and then a kettlebell workout. And then you graciously let me get a day on the Peloton, which was always nice.
So, I was doing yoga. It's not like I was going to pull you off.
Well, true. But I got to get a Peloton ride in too, which was nice. So I remember last week. Sorry, I was trying to hold in a yawn. I remember last week I was hoping, like, I was like, all right, my schedule's looking setting up pretty nice. I can get in some good days. So this week, back to some early clients, but I think I'll still get a good amount of days in. So I just got to make sure I get those workouts in, like, in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Or lunchtime or afternoon workouts. So I think that's kind of a good transition to our main topic of discussion, because both you and I seem to be more attracted to morning workouts.
Yeah.
And some may say that is a ritual.
Yeah. It's, well...
But I think you know more details about what's a ritual and what's not.
Yeah, and what we wanted to talk about today was routines, specifically our morning routines, and how we've worked to not just find routines that work for us, but really to turn them into morning rituals. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about the difference, because there is a difference, and it's not a big glaring, like, you know, you're clearly not doing it right kind of difference. It's subtle, but it's very significant to what it means for your morning, I think.
Uh-huh.
So, with that, first we're going to talk about, I would like you to go through your morning routine. And the reason we want to talk about this, because I don't know about you guys, but I actually really like listening and watching to people's routines. I like hearing how other people go about their mornings, because for me, mornings are my time. It's like, I will say first and foremost, you'll hear this difference probably between Nick and I. I am not a morning person by nature. I thrive much better later at night than I do early in the morning, to the point where I really don't like to talk to people before I take a shower. Like, I don't like to converse. Nick has caught me a couple times this week as our morning routines, like, overlapped. And I just, like, was not a very friendly person. And I had to remind him, like, I'm sorry. I'm not a social person. Mm. And something for me is that I actually do really like to keep it my time. So we'll go through our differences. And maybe it will shed a little light into kind of how we manage our day, like how we start our day, and why we do the things we do in the morning. And maybe it's inspiration for you. Maybe this is something you can try. I feel like I'm always tweaking and always trying Little bit different things.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So, I'm going for my morning routine. Is that what you want?
Here, share your morning routine.
All right. So, I wake up. Actually, I think it should start before I actually get out of bed. So, my first alarm goes off. I hit the snooze and put the heating pad on. So, I relax for 10 minutes with the heating pad on. Then once the snooze goes off, I get up, brush my teeth, wash my face, and usually get dressed in, yeah, obviously if I'm going to work out, it's workout clothes, but if it's not, if it's work clothes, I put my work clothes on immediately. So I don't really kind of hang around in outfits or, bum clothes or anything. I usually get dressed right away. Then it has changed up a little bit, and actually, I will say, it has been changed somewhat, but our last week's episode about the caffeine before eating breakfast.
Yeah.
So I've actually changed that a little bit, but normally I would make drink some water. One thing I want to get back into more is after I, get dressed and everything, is hitting my meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So, I usually use the Headspace app. I've been getting away from it a little bit as of late, but I even just do, 10 minutes and 5 to 10-minute meditation. That was one of my go-to things, and I've kind of got away from it, so definitely need to add that in. And then, usually, if I have work and some work I can jump to in the morning, whether it's editing a podcast or doing a little other stuff for, workouts I have later in the day, I'll do that, but if I have enough time, I'll definitely jump into a workout in the morning. So it's a couple different options in the morning, depending on what kind of my day is looking like in the morning. Since I have early morning virtual clients at 6 a.m., it kind of changes how the morning is approached.
So, can you, share, a little bit, for the most part, if you don't have an early morning client, what's your time frames for things? Getting up.
Actual times?
Actually working out, getting in the shower, yeah.
So, I get up, let's just use this as a frame of reference. Get up out of bed at 5:30 a.m., get ready. And if I'm going to work out, usually workout is the first thing I do. So, after brushing my teeth and get everything, get my workout clothes on, I go immediately to the workouts, probably by the time everything's said and done, between 5:45 and 5:50. Work out for 20 to 25 minutes. Back inside at 6:15. Feed the animals. That's probably one thing that's pretty ritualistic, is feeding the animals. Probably start the coffee. If not, I'll jump in the shower after the workout. Then, obviously, after the shower, all dressed and ready to go, get coffee started, and make breakfast.
And that's usually by, 7?
Yeah, 7, and, coffee is started by usually 6:45, and breakfast is hopefully ready to go by a little before 7.
Yeah. And then from there, it's, the family routine.
Yeah.
So it's more of group.
Shared.
Yeah.
But I think, and one thing I found in doing my research for the ritual is that, getting all those things kind of knocked out and even kind of prepping the night before really helps stay on the routine, so things don't get go by the wayside. So all those important things that I've deemed important get to get done every morning before, we jump into the family routine.
So back up a step further now that you said that, in order to have that successful morning, you find that putting things in order the night before even is a big part of keeping your morning routine.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what do you do the night before?
Grind the coffee.
Yes. Sometimes after Ella is in bed in the middle of the kitchen.
Yeah. Hey, she doesn't wake up. She understands priorities. Okay. Usually get my clothes ready, clothes organized, so I don't have to search for clothes in the dark. in the in the morning at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I have my clothes laid out, ready to go. I have whatever workout equipment I need set up, ready to go. And you know, all my work bag is packed, ready to go in the morning. One thing I've gotten away from, which, you know, it's not been a huge issue, but is packing my lunch the night before. Usually I do it in the morning now, because I'm not running out early time in the morning nowadays. You know, we leave for work, for school at a certain time, but I don't have the dire need to get it done every night. Yeah. So it's that's something that goes by the wayside. But yes, making sure I have those things like coffee grinded, equipment ready to go, clothes ready to go, work bag ready to go. Those are things I do before the night before to make sure that all the morning routine goes off without a hitch.
Yeah. So, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. And a lot of studies you hear it talked about a lot is that many highly productive people have early morning routines. Like
larks. They're called larks.
Yeah. they have very, and like a lot of them have very specific things. And there's a lot of different sort of methods or philosophies around the kinds of things you should do in the morning. But that's one of the reasons I think I like listening to morning routines.
Yeah.
Is because you never know where you're going to get inspiration that's really going to resonate with you.
Right.
You're going to hear something that you go, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, yes. Why have I not thought of that? You know? And then also, like I said, it's something that's also going to change, like as your life changes.
Yeah.
You talked about how this has not necessarily been your routine for years and years. Because you used to have to be at the gym sometimes at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I mean, there was a lot of mornings that I remember, I mean, pre-COVID, like, you know, a year ago, it was, we might see you in the morning when Ella and I were up, but sometimes we wouldn't even see you in the mornings because you'd be out the door so early and it would just be Ella and I. So I definitely, I mean, it's something that changes with your life.
Yeah.
And it's figuring out how to make it work with you. It can be a really important part, especially if you don't have any other times of the day you can really call your own.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I tend to have more success with my mornings when I treat them more like a ritual than I do a routine.
Okay.
So the difference between a routine and a ritual is really intention. It's really what it comes down to. A routine is a set of actions and steps that you take, that you do in a particular order or time frame. A ritual is essentially the same exact thing, but there is intention behind it. And there is more of an enjoyment factor. So usually the difference between someone that does a routine and a ritual is that they might include a couple things in their routine that are really centered around something they enjoy or something that's meaningful mm-hmm. to them. So, I mean, you said like, kind of like how you wanted to add, meditation back into your morning,
mm-hmm.
that would be more of a ritual than a routine because there's an intention behind that part. Like it's not just, I'm doing this to check off the list. There's a larger intention behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like when you get into the ritual level of things, it's not just, you're not just doing the actions to get through them. You're doing them very meaningfully. You're doing mm-hmm. them very purposefully. You're doing your workouts because it makes you feel good and you're mm-hmm. enjoying that time and that space. And you know, for people who spend a long time getting ready, if it's something they're enjoying, like I used to love to sit and put on my makeup. Like that was a ritual for me. Mm-hmm. And it was just fun, you know, it was like a time to be artsy, and it was a time, like little things, you know, it was just, it was a fun experience. That's more of the ritual. So in comparison to Nick's schedule, I've bounced around a lot with my mornings over like the last year. But more recently, I have found what I hope to be an ongoing routine and ritual. I am getting up now. I think my alarm goes off. I think it goes off at like 5:10, 5:15. And when my alarm goes off, this is where Nick and I are vastly different in our morning style and types. I cannot snooze. If I hit the snooze button, I am staying down. I'm staying down until like 6:15. I don't know why. I don't know why that's the way my brain works. But if I do not get up when that alarm, that first alarm goes off, I'm not getting up early. Like, I'm going to end up just getting ready with just barely enough time. So I have to get up on the first alarm. I also prep some things the night before. I have my clothes I put in the bathroom, my workout clothes, and I change into that. I go into the bathroom because Nick is usually just putting his mm-hmm. heating pad on and sitting back to relax for another 10 minutes. I go in my bathroom and I brush my teeth, I get dressed and put my hair up and get ready, and I go out into the kitchen where I drink at least one full glass of water, and I will pour myself another glass of water after that, and then I will feed the cat because she will meow like a banshee if I don't. But then I get to go into my workout space. So whether it's going into our office / workout room or going onto the porch, I will go, and that will be where I spend like the next 30 to 45 minutes. And I'll do my workout, and once I'm done my workout, usually I've consumed another glass of water. I try to get through that second glass of water, and I cannot tell you what a huge difference the drinking the water. Like, having two glasses of water before I actually take a shower has made such a great impact, and it's... I mean, it's done with, like, I get to sit down. I sit on the couch usually for my first one before I work out. I sit on the couch where my cat is usually perched. And I just sit there and I kind of pet her. And I just slowly drink my water, you know, over the course of a few minutes. And then, you know, I'm drinking the second one all through my workout. And that one, that just, it's such a great feeling. It's such a different feeling because I'm not doing low-key workouts. I'm usually doing a pretty intense workout most mm-hmm. mornings. And that water and that hydration really makes a difference in how you feel. So once I'm done my workout, I've had my couple glasses of water, I will take my stuff and I will go take my shower. I'll get ready. I'll put like my makeup on, get dressed. And 6:45 now is when we wake up Ella. And because she apparently takes after me more so on the morning side.
I would say.
She doesn't like to get up. Like, she's not a late riser. Like, I'm not a late riser either. If you just let me wake up, I'll wake up most of the time, like between 6:30 and 7. Like I'll want to get up. I don't like laying in bed for long periods of time unless I'm sick. And she's the same way. She'll get out of bed, but she doesn't like being woken up. And she's usually like, give me another few minutes.
Yeah.
Another mm-hmm. few minutes. She said that to Nick a couple times this past week, mm-hmm. and I just cracked up. So once she's up, our family schedule is we eat, and then we get Ella ready, and then we're out the door by 8 o'clock is the goal. And I will typically, I might start drinking a coffee before I leave for taking Ella to school. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, I don't really drink that much until like 9 o'clock. Right. So usually the bulk of my coffee drinking happens after 9. The same thing with my morning cacao, which is my other morning drink.
Right.
Which I shift between those two. And I find like I'm much better with the combo than I am just one or the other.
Gotcha.
So, and I think like the ritual aspect of what I do is it's almost like those quiet moments are part of my ritual and make it more like the sitting down and drinking my water in the living room. That's like a very ritualistic thing. Going and doing my workout, it's very meaningful. It's my time to just focus on me. And then also, once I get to the bathroom, that is very ritualistic for me as well. Like, I think it's part of why I don't really like being that social, mm-hmm. because it's like my version of spa time is just taking a shower and getting my makeup on and like putting on your armor for the day. You know, it's like mm-hmm. putting on the layers and really mentally preparing myself. I used to watch YouTube videos when I got ready, but I've been doing a lot less of that and using that time really. I'll put on some like soft music and it really does. It feels like more me time.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I like the, you know, kind of outlining the difference between ritual and routine. And I definitely can, I think I've fallen way more into routine as of late than, but I mean, I think when I get those opportunities to exercise, kind of like you highlighted, I think that is definitely ritual.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I really look forward to those because it doesn't happen as regularly as I would like for the morning workouts, as I should say. You know, so it's, I guess it's a good trying to find that balance with everything in life is balancing your rituals and your routines. You know, try to find and make time for both.
Yeah, I think we are creatures of habit. We do thrive, you know, just naturally in the routine set of things. But the ritual adds that sort of deeper enjoyment, and it makes you more present with what you're doing because right. you're not just doing it to reach the goal of being done yeah. and getting through your morning. It's very purposeful, and you're doing this with the idea that each of these steps is preparing you and is kind of building you up and is helping you come from, you know, when you're asleep to when you are ready yeah. to go.
Yeah, and like I said, even for me, like making a cup of coffee can be ritualistic.
Oh, that's so your because, ritual. I mean, yeah.
Like, the pouring, like especially if I do a single pour over, you know, the way the coffee grounds go in, the way I pour it in, everything's very ritualistic. So one thing I noticed in the article that I noted in the article I read was that it said, try to eliminate any decision-making I guess, processes in the morning. I guess trying to have things a little bit more kind of like set up, like we already talked about, whether it be a ritual or routine. Try to have it more set up that it's kind of predetermined, you know, outcomes.
That's actually a really good point.
Yeah, so trying to, like, making a lot of decisions first thing in the morning may be actually counterproductive to being productive the rest of the day, you know, to your routine.
And it's the simple stuff. Like, and this is why we say, like, the prep is really critical to the morning, because that one I found is a huge deal breaker for me. Mm-hmm. If I don't pick my workout the night before, I mean, like, down to the specific workout, there's less of a chance I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. If I don't get my workout clothes set up, there's less of a chance I'm going to have as much time or I'm going to do exactly as much. And, I mean, like, there's so many things that are like that. And when you don't give yourself the option, and when it's already set, and it's when you're kind of able to autopilot the steps and not have to think about that mm-hmm. decision making, like, it's not just decision making, like, oh, you know, where do I want to go with my life? It's like down to the basics of, like, what do I want to eat for breakfast?
Yeah.
We plan that out ahead, yeah. So we know what we're having yeah. for breakfast.
Yep. Yep. So I think that's something important to remember when you're creating your morning routine / rituals.
Yeah. So.
That's what we got info for the morning routine. But this time, about this time, we always want to share things that have got us revved up.
Yeah.
We've got our motors running.
And I'm very happy because this week's What's Got Me Pumped mm-hmm. has a lot to do with my morning routine and ritual.
Well, in that case, I will let you take the lead on what's got us pumped section.
So, I mentioned that I cannot get up, press the snooze button, and go back to sleep. So I've been using the apps, just basic apps, alarm apps. I've tried the sleep program on my iPhone to better help me prepare and get up. It doesn't matter. Like, it just is so hard for me to wake up in a dark room and feel like I can get my ass out of bed. It's just, it's not an easy thing for me. So for ages, what seems like ages, but really probably only the last 2 years, I've been seeing these light therapy lamps and alarms. And if you don't know what light therapy is, it's basically simulating the sun rising and setting to aid you in your sleep or your waking process. So it is supposed to gradually build, like in the morning, it gradually builds from like very dim to bright to what's supposed to be full on sunrise, mm-hmm. sun's burst over the horizon. And the ones that I've seen, like Philips has a really fancy one. There's a few like very upscale models, and I wasn't ready for that. So I went with this light therapy. I mean, essentially it's a clock radio, it's a sound machine, and it's a light alarm. It starts building up its light and turning on its light at about 5, and then by 5:10 it turns to full light and also triggers some very, I think probably in Nick's mind, obnoxious birds. Mm-hmm. And me, like, oh, that's nice. At least it's not like a bell or like an alarm. So this thing has actually helped me get out of bed and not feel like I'm waking up in the middle of the night when I shouldn't be up and I should just go back to bed. And having a device that's not my phone that like I'm able to not pick up my phone for a few minutes, which is great. So I do have a backup alarm on my phone that goes off just in case something were to happen. But this light has been great. And the best thing is I got it for like $40 versus the like $160 ones. So it is the Wake Up Light by L. Bell. And I got it on Amazon. Like I said, it was like $40.99, I think is what they have it on there now. No idea. Like, there's probably way better ones of these. But for a starting point, this was a great starting point. I'm very happy. It's circular. It does have an actual clock on it as well. So it serves the purpose as also a clock and just an alarm.
Nice.
And I'm absolutely pumped for it.
Yes. Those birds. I'm super pumped for those. As you can tell. So mine is kind of bird related. This is going to be a hell of a segue.
Oh, boy.
So mine is more about the eagle. So this was kind of, and it's going to be, I'll bring it all together.
I'm very intrigued to see how this is going.
Yes. So, and it's kind of a vague what got me pumped. But long story short, probably the greatest, some would argue the greatest MMA competitor of all time retired last night after winning his 29th fight and extending his record to 29-0. His name is Khabib Nurmagomedov. He's the Eagle. That is his nickname.
Oh, okay. This is a person that's got you pumped.
Yes.
Okay.
And I also got us pumped because you reminded me today, and I was like, oh, that's right. We actually saw him compete live.
We did.
In Tampa. He actually trained at my old school, Amir's Academy, one time, and I actually missed it, which I'm very mad about.
You're like, damn it.
Yes, he's always been a personal favorite of mine, and just
and mine,
and Shannon too.
Ever since I saw him,
yeah, his fashion choices.
I loved his fashion choices. He's very bold.
So, but yeah, he's just
very consistent.
I mean, obviously, he's a fan. I mean, I'm a fan of his because he's just so dominating, and his style is very unique to him. There's many people that have similar styles, but they have not been as dominating as him. And he also, his personal life is also very unique, that he's from, from basically the former USSR, one of the Balkan states, Dagestan. And I mean, he just lives in a village. Shannon learned today, actually wrestled a bear when he was younger. Which is true. There's actually a video you can look for.
It's on his Instagram. Yep. Under he has a segment dedicated to his father who passed. It's
yes,
very nice.
His father actually got COVID, recovered for that, and then passed away from other complications that I'm sure were related to COVID also. But he passed away, and obviously it was his coach and trainer and father. So he had taken some time off from fighting to deal with that, and then came back for this fight and won handedly, and as I said, extended his perfect record, undefeated record, and then just retired in the middle of the ring. You know, said that, you know, he promised his mom that he wasn't going to fight again. There's multiple interviews out there on him. There's also forget the documentarian's name, but I heard him interviewed and he talked about his time he spent with Khabib and with his father and in Dagestan. And it's just very unique, very simple man who is just a absolute, you know, killer. But just lives a very simple life and wants to live a very simple life, has no aspirations for fame or glory or anything like that. Or I mean, he has both of those, fame and glory. He has any popularity is probably, I guess, a better way to describe it. He has no wants or desire for that. He just
fame.
wants to go live in his village and live out his life and you know, be the best person he can be. And, you know, he doesn't need fighting anymore to help him achieve that. So it's an interesting approach. It's a refreshing approach, in my opinion. Because you don't see that a lot with pro fighters. Or, I mean, you probably do, but sadly, a lot of people who know about fighting or know fighters are usually the most loud and outgoing ones. And he's not, but he happened to be the best. So
I don't know. I feel like a lot of the fighters we've met, though, the ones that have been either friends of friends or have trained with people we know, probably because the type of people they are and the style. It's, there's a lot of honor there.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, discipline, honor, respect, and I think usually a lot of respect for one another for the fact that you're you're going into a competition where it's a lot of bodily harm can happen.
Like, literally, these people, they could kill each other. Mm-hmm.
So I think there usually is a lot of mutual respect there. But, you know, it's kind of the way of the samurai, or the way of the kind of consummate martial artist is not as popular nowadays. You know, people are like, want the instant gratification. They want the blam in your face. And some fighters have to put on that persona, but Khabib never did, and I respect him, you know, not only for that, but also his ability is probably the best to ever do it to this point.
Yeah.
So it's going to be pumped that we got to see him in person.
Yeah.
You know? Almost got to train with him that close.
You're so close. You're just one second away.
All right, man. I think we need to get to going, because we got morning rituals coming up quicker than we both probably would like.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to we're going to call it another successful podcast. And speaking about a morning ritual, how about you add the Addicted to Fitness podcast to your morning ritual?
Yes.
I think that's a great way to start your day.
That is a wonderful, and maybe include us in, like, you know, maybe you're getting ready or you're, I don't know, I would say drive to work now, but I feel like probably less people are doing that. So
hey, but you can always pop a earplug in or earphone.
Yes.
Earplug. Anyways, that's right. That's how tired we are. You got anything else for tonight?
No.
This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter at the ATF Podcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.